The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
All right. So for the first time in God knows how fucking long, at least the calendar year 2016, everybody is here. Hello, Sam.
Hello there, Nate Darling.
Hello, Jason Casey.
What up?
Hello, Kareem.
What's going on?
And of course, as always, hello, Diana Hong.
Hello.
12월 10일 평안북도 철산군 서해 이송 발사장에서 운반로 게트 은하 3을 통한 광명성 3호 2호기 위성의 발사가 성공했습니다.
Did you bring my mother to the show? The fuck was
what
that
did she
shit?
Say? Do you know what she said?
It was quick. I know she said like, Songgong means like success. Like, it means like victory. I know that. She won something.
She won something.
That's all like made out of. My Korean is so rusty. It's
okay.
So bad.
Well, you made out more than any of us did.
I would hope.
We'll take it.
Considering it's like three white dudes and a black dude, I'm hoping I would make out a little more.
What are you trying to say? A black man can't learn Korean?
Black man can learn Korean. It's just,
don't they
I know
have black people in
know.
Korea?
Yes, they do.
Oh, not very much. No, Koreans are like still scared of black people. They just started like not being racist.
Diana, we're all scared of black people.
Awkward.
Yeah, that is
awkward.
Except for Jason. He just loves and wants to be one.
Well, he knows that neighborhood's going to change and he's part of it. So
it's all good. Hey, coming up on the show today, we got some good stuff for you. We're going to talk a little GOP debate with some of the best quotes from the last time those wacky Republicans got together. Mm. Some tips on what you should do if you actually want to move to Canada when Donald Trump becomes president.
Nice.
And we will get into the whole flap about who's playing Nina Simone in an upcoming biopic. That's coming up later on in the show. But first, how was your week, Jason Casey?
Well, my week is it's been great. It's been great. I have some big news. I don't really want to talk about it just yet.
We'll be announcing it soon enough.
Soon enough, yeah. Hmm. But yeah, everything is going pretty amazing. Fast and furious.
There you go.
Describes my life.
Too fast, too furious.
Yeah.
Kareem, what have you been up to, sir?
What's up, Paul? Getting ready for next week's Juke Joint with Diana.
Mm. What?
Oh, snap. Who, me?
Damn.
And
Dream Team.
Yes, with Diana and the amazing Spacewalker.
Okay.
She makes music with her mouth in the wah-wah pedals. So it's like an...
Oh, dope with the loops and stuff?
Yeah.
She's
I'm into
dope.
That. That's
I
sweet.
Saw her. She's
it
really
is
cool.
An experience.
Okay.
And Miss Alaia Shabazz is going to sing us a couple of songs. So it's Women's History Month. Duke
right.
Joint Friday edition.
It's women, is it Women's Duh. History Month? Is that a thing?
Yes, it's a thing.
I know. As we record that, it's International Women's Day.
Yeah,
which is very special if you've seen Deadpool.
Don't remind me. This weekend, after I buy a car,
you haven't seen it yet.
No, he has not,
dude.
Oh man,
you've seen it.
Duh.
Everybody has seen it.
Yeah, if I've seen it, come on.
Yeah, if Diana's seen it and I haven't seen it, that's bad. That's really,
it's
really bad.
Really bad.
But yeah, so after I buy a car this weekend.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah, you haven't
something happened to your old car? You're just
same,
feeling ready for a fresh
same
move.
Problem that Sam had? You yeah. Gonna spend 2 weeks tinkering?
I'm not spending 2 weeks tinkering.
He's like, I'm just gonna get a new one.
My car has, the truck I drive has 200,000 miles. 200
okay.
plus thousand miles.
Nice.
So it's done its time.
It has an oil leak. It needs tires. The registration is due in next month. And instead of spending probably about $1,500 in that thing, we're going to get a car.
That's when
smart
you just
move.
You just need to leave the keys in it while it's running and then run into the store real quick and be like,
somebody stole it.
So let me ask you this. How nice a car are you looking for? Pulled over by the cops occasionally for driving it nice, or pulled over the cops all the time? Nice.
since we don't have kids, I pull over a car all the time.
Okay. Nice. He's going to ride fancy.
Well, I look forward to the stories. By the way, yes, officer, whatever you need, officer, and no quick movements. We don't want to lose you. And yeah. Oh my God, Diana,
what's up?
How long has it been?
I don't know. It's been way too long.
Like early November of last year.
That sounds accurate. I mean, when you add last year, that sounds way longer.
Well, the last time you were here, you were talking about how you were starting your seasonal job.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then January
came. And you had a woman
came,
in your life.
And then January came and you were like, yeah, my job. And I'm like, wait a minute. Your seasonal job? What's
going
on?
Yeah, they kept me.
What?
But they moved me to a different department.
Ah.
And then they still helped me with their department. So I was just chilling at Nordstrom for a little bit. And then they were like, JK, we don't want you anymore. And then I got hired on by Pepsi. Am I allowed to say their names?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then I'm hired. So I have a job now, but it's just like stupid hours.
Oh, okay. So that's why we haven't seen much of
you. Yeah, because I start work at 5 up in, because my manager manages like the routes for like Placerville,
mm-hmm.
so like Roseville area, and I live in South Sac,
right?
So that means I have to leave my house at like 4:10, 4:17, depending on the store. I got it down.
Are we talking Ante Meridium
when
here?
When did you move
we
to talking South Sac?
I've been moving. Well, I kind of moved in with my girlfriend.
Wait, what?
There's some news.
What?
Well, I mean, it was. It should have happened a long time ago. I mean,
well, sure, as lesbians.
Yeah,
it's
like
by the third date.
Yeah, no, it's second date.
second date.
We were playing conservative and waited till the third date. I mean, if I had my own place, it definitely would have been the third date, but I don't know. And then we're trying to look for a place closer, maybe like the Arden area, but she has to finish up school because she has like so much at school right now. Ah. Everything's up in the air, but once I move to Arden, things should be a lot better and I don't have to wake up at like stupid o'clock.
There you go. Maybe,
but
so.
Yeah, I'm like being an adult now. I'm like saving money, and like I'm not like super poor anymore. It's weird.
Oh,
it's
my
weird.
Baby's grown up.
I know. Right? I'm like responsible. I don't drink as much anymore.
Yeah, when you have a job, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you well, keep it, yes.
Keep yeah,
it. It does happen. Now I work in South Sac. How close are you to? I'm gonna give you an intersection, Stockton and Fruit Ridge.
Pretty close. I think that's like two. Yeah. Maybe like less than 10 minutes away. Cause I'm on Mac and Center.
Oh, okay.
So when I say South Sac, I mean like
South
Sac.
You mean Duck.
Yeah. And I saw these two Mormon missionaries.
Yeah.
Getting
that's
out
how you
of
know
a
you're,
car.
That's how you know you're in a good neighborhood.
They're in a
they're
car.
They're coming to save you.
I saw two by Meadowview.
Uh-huh.
The other day.
Right, and?
I just could not believe they were on bikes in Meadowview. On
yeah,
Meadowview
no,
Freeport.
Sometimes.
But down in South Sac, they roll up in a car because they're too scared to be on
yeah,
the bike.
Well, I'd be scared.
I'm saying I would have been scared there also.
Totally, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, nice neighborhood. So, well, it's good to have you.
It's good to be back.
So
I
good
missed
to
you
see
guys.
Your face.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be seeing you more often, but we'll figure that out as your schedule.
Yeah, they're going to finalize me hopefully soon. Today I almost got fired and I was like, "Wait." So I could have I would have been. Okay, tell me if this makes sense. So, I don't have a driver's license. I did, but then the whole like the cops took it away or whatever, but then the charges were dropped, so like I got my license back and technically it was never suspended.
Okay.
Because the charges never stuck.
Okay.
And so they're like, well, you just have to go back to the DMV and pick it up. You don't have to pay a fee or anything. And they're like, but if you get an ID, because I got one since they took my license and I didn't know when I was going to get it back. They're like, that counts because the number's the same. Like, it doesn't matter because the cop can still look you up and mm-hmm. see that you're not. Your yeah. license isn't suspended.
Right, but yeah. It's not an actual official driver's license.
No, but like it still works until like whenever.
Sure.
So today, I didn't know I needed to actually have my actual driver's license, but when I signed the paperwork. So keep in mind, I've been working for like 3 weeks
okay.
already for this company officially. So like he calls me and he's like, yeah, you're about to get fired because they didn't take a... He's like, I need a picture of your driver's license front and back.
Right.
But you used an ID. And I was like, well, yeah, for paperwork, it's for like, you know, to show that I can work in the U.S. and I am who I am. but no one told me I needed an actual to give you an actual driver's license. Or and then I think that the person was like, it's okay, because they already like ran through everything. Like, that's how I got fired. I think if I like anything showed up, I wouldn't have gotten hired.
Right.
So it became this whole deal. I just went to the DMV and I applied for another license. And then they're like, yeah, the CHP or the cops lied. You do have to pay the fee. And I was like, that's cool. So they took it away and I'm not getting it back. And I think they're giving me my old one back, like my old picture, because it's the same expiration date as my old one.
This
and
sounds
it's
so
not,
ridiculous.
Not a cute picture.
Oh my God.
Well, here's
well, fuck them.
Here's the other thing. I don't think unless you drive for your job, unless
I do drive for my job.
Okay, if driving is part of your job, then yes.
You might have to have your CDL, like a picture of it.
Yeah.
Well, your driver's license. Yeah. Yeah. But a job where driving is not a requirement, you don't actually have to give them a driver's license.
Yeah, but I mean, I gave it to them and they said it was fine. Like, I didn't think it was like a big deal.
I'm guessing they probably didn't notice because they went, oh, it's an ID. And they didn't even think to look, the, oh, it's a driver's
Without
license
a doubt.
Or it's not.
Without
yeah,
a doubt.
But then yeah. like, I don't know, it kind of upset me. I was like, wow, you guys are really like, you can't just be like, hey, can you get on this? And because I just showed them a picture of my temporary because they're like, they just need to know it's not suspended.
You know, I think that's probably why they freaked out at first is because they had somebody that was working for them for 4 weeks that
right
that didn't have a driver's license. So it all worked out, but they're probably like, at the time, were like, oh, we are fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, because I thought it was like one of those things like they can just look up and be like, hey, just so you know, we need to update it.
No, no. What I guarantee you what happened was they were waiting for the paperwork. Somebody then realized that it was identification card and they had already waited too long to do stuff. And then somebody was like, oh, we're going to get fucked. We better fire her right now. And then somebody's like, no. Wait. I'm sure that's what it was. Because I
can
see that.
Could they fire me for that?
Yeah.
If you're supposed to have a driver's license.
But no one told me.
Well,
are you driving anything?
For work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then yes.
But technically, I do have a license.
You do? No, you're fine because you do have a license. Otherwise, you would have been fired.
No, but I do have a license.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm still not understanding why they would have fired me for not giving them a tangible one when they never told me.
Right, because they probably just thought that you'd given them a driver's license. They looked and they didn't realize until afterwards that it was identification. And they thought they didn't realize the paperwork hadn't come back saying that it was a driver's license, that you did have a driver's license. They thought you'd slipped by them and just given them an identification card and that they had fucked up. Somebody thought they fucked up.
They're trying to cover their
and they're,
ass.
They're going to like, I need to cover my ass now.
Yeah.
I need to handle the situation.
Got it. So, but if they fired me for that.
And then you did have a driver's license and they didn't talk to you about it first, then they would be fucked. Again.
Damn it.
So if you want to fuck them and your girlfriend doesn't consider it cheating.
I didn't know. Yes, because I thought that was all weird. Like, I understand if I didn't have a license, like, this whole thing would have been like, oh, like, of course I wouldn't have applied for a job when I didn't have a license that required driving.
People do, though.
Maybe it's because I have, like, this naive view of the world
yes.
where I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, why would people lie? That's silly.
Just
to get paid.
Trust me. Trust everyone.
I, like, don't get it.
All right. Let's get into this. So, Chrissy Teigen, supermodel, married to John Legend, went on Watch What Happens Live. And amongst the other things she dished about, because she's known for talking about stuff, was the Taylor Swift Kanye West feud. And she maintains it's absolutely still a feud and it's ongoing. And in fact, she acknowledged that the scolding in the Grammys that Taylor Swift gave was uncomfortable for everyone in the room. She said it is ongoing and there's a war being waged out there. A war over Kanye.
Team Taylor.
Well, Jason, Team Taylor, Team Kanye?
Oh, I have to go Kanye.
What the fuck?
Sam?
I try to stay as removed from this whole shit as I can.
Pick a side.
I'm going to go whatever's not Kanye.
Okay. Kareem, I think I know where you're going.
I'm kind of with Sam. I'm like, fuck both of them.
No.
Yeah.
But.
If you had to pick.
If I got to pick, I guess I had to pick Kanye.
What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Well, we know why Kareem is picking Kanye. I mean, come on.
He is like the worst, like.
Jason, it's a white guild.
It's not white guild.
Why would you want to be associated with Kanye? Yeah, he's black and he's successful, but he's like a horrible person and he's idiotic.
He's an asshole, yes.
It's true. But
a bit of a narcissist at
times. But Taylor Swift is what's wrong with America.
I like don't understand. I think everyone should have...
Taylor Swift is what's wrong with the music industry and America.
How is that what's wrong with a music? With the music? There was a little girl...
It is mediocre. That wanted...
It's catchy.
Catchy,
She knows what sells.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, it certainly didn't start with her. Catchy, poppy things have been hits since the 50s.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was so anti-Taylor for a long time, but then I found out that not only does she write her own songs before she was known for her own music, she was writing songs for other popular musicians. At a very young age.
No, that was like her thing. She was like a really good, like simple. I mean, simpler. It was simple because she was a kid and it's like her style. But that's what pop music is.
Yeah.
She's a great pop artist and like she's pretty good at like being a business person. And she takes care of her friends.
Yeah. And Kanye takes care of his friends and the whole Kardashian clan.
Oh, please. The Kardashian clan does not need him.
No, they're doing fine.
But he, man. Just because Kanye is an asshole doesn't mean that he doesn't have some type of...
Feelings?
Obviously.
He has way too much feelings.
He has hurt feelings.
Like, did you see that shit? Like, his, like, Twitter shit that he went off on?
Yeah, obviously there's something going on. I just heard something about him being diagnosed. At some point, he was diagnosed by bipolar. Like, oh, no. It's a lyric. It was a lyric in one of his songs.
He's been
ADD, bipolar.
He's been off the rails since his mother died.
Yeah. His mom kept him in check.
And there's nobody in his life now that
will tell him no.
Give him an anchor.
This is really his mom's fault for two reasons. One, for dying. And two, for not preparing her baby boy to be on his own. Because she clearly did not get him ready for that. At all.
Yeah, well, part of it, that's why he succeeded, though, too, is because he was so overconfident.
Yeah.
It takes a certain level, for sure.
That's why he made, like, because he had been told a number of times no, and was only, people were only buying, like, his whole first album. Just listen to his first album, and you'll realize, like, what he did have to go through to get to where he was.
His first album is the only album I can listen to, actually.
I like Graduation. Okay, Kanye.
And you don't know how much music that you actually listen to that is Kanye West.
Right, because he is a producer.
Yeah. He's
As a producer, I will take absolutely nothing away from Kanye West.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I will take everything Kanye West over anything Taylor Swift as far as music production goes.
Okay, music production. Yeah, like I don't really like Kanye's new stuff that much.
Do you like Michael Jackson?
By the way, Diana, I'm on your side here. If I have to pick one, and I really, you know, grudgingly do so, I would pick Taylor Swift.
Thank you. He's just such a... Who picks on a 23-year-old girl as a grown man?
Kanye.
Exactly. Douchey.
No, somebody who don't give a fuck. Somebody does not give a fuck.
Wait a second. Why can't he pick on a 23-year-old girl?
Why? Why would he? It's just like, well, you're a grown man.
She's not 16. She's 23. That's a good point.
But like,
don't
it's
you,
like, shouldn't you just mind
how,
your
don't
own
you
business?
Remember how shitty 23-year-old girls are?
I mean, Blink-182.
I can't
even
say that because my girlfriend's 22, so I really can't.
Yeah, what's my age again?
Yeah.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. That's a fact.
Nobody does.
But you shouldn't,
like, I feel like as an adult, like, you should be preoccupied with your own shit instead of, like, going out of your way. It's one thing if that person is directly involved with you.
But she went way out of her way to mention it, like... Like, then you just be the bigger person.
Wait, what? She's 23. Of course, she's not going to be the bigger person.
Okay, so then there you go.
Okay, so there you go.
But he started it.
But it doesn't matter who started it.
When was the last time?
I'm going to tell you who started it.
So you're ready to pay reparations?
No. They were hanging out at a bar together, and they agreed to put on this fake feud because anytime someone talks about them, it's good for business, even if it's bad.
That fucking song he wrote with the like lyrics, and then he talked about someone else, too.
He talks about a lot of it.
He
talks about his wife and her sex tape.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of had to address that sooner or later.
No, he didn't.
Ray J, really? And then she posted a nude selfie.
She's just lashing out at him. Don't read ahead. And by the way, the whole Twitter feud with Kanye, we did it on the show. You might have listened. Now, hearing a trans person calling presidential candidate Ted Cruz, and I quote, very nice, is like hearing a seal wax ecstatic about her new shark buddy. but that's happened at least once. Cruz, you see, is very much anti-trans. He described the Obama administration's support of trans students as, quote, lunacy, and mischaracterized it as trying to force school districts to let boys shower with little girls. He said that it's better to inflict trans students on teachers by allowing them to use faculty bathrooms as opposed to those shared with their peers. So, not really what you would call trans-friendly, would you? No. Ted Cruz?
Not necessarily.
Okay. So, up steps Caitlyn Jenner. She's met Ted Cruz before, you know, prior to becoming Caitlyn. Said he was very nice. So wouldn't
probably
it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Let's say he goes on to be president. I have all my girls on a trans issues board to advise him on making decisions when it comes to trans issues. Isn't that a good idea?
Dear God.
Caitlyn Jenner wants to be Ted Cruz's trans ambassador.
Dear God.
Or trans ambassador. By the way, I Am Kate is back, and Caitlyn is on a cross-country bus tour with a bunch of other trans women, and of course, they talk a little bit of politics, as trans women are known to do.
Candidate, do you think will be most supportive of transgender people?
All of them. Yeah, they don't. No, the Republican. Oh, I hate trans people, or I hate gays, and they don't. Nothing of that. They do more. I want a thriving economy, so every trans person has a job.
Caitlyn, what am I gonna do? I don't understand why she thinks that. That doesn't make sense to me.
While we were enjoying each other's company, something rather discouraging happened. Yesterday in Houston, an ordinance protecting LGBT people was repealed. The lead slogan was, "No men in women's bathrooms."
So, it's back for season two. I Am Kate. And Kate wants to be the trans ambassador to President Cruz.
Dear God.
How did that show do season one? It wasn't so great, was it?
It was boring as hell, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But season two is back.
All right.
because you need something to fill in the gaps between Kardashian shows.
Oh, my God.
There's Shaws of Sunset. I don't understand.
That doesn't come back until April.
I know. I'm kind of bummed I missed like the last four seasons.
I'm kind of weirded out that Kareem knows that.
What was the show? I thought you were being all deep and saying, "Well, you can always watch the sunset instead of
watching the show." Shaws of Sunset. It's about obnoxious.
I thought you were a lot less shallow than apparently you are.
It's about obnoxious Persian people in L.A.
How about I was watching television and the commercial came on and I just didn't change it.
I mean, television's gotten pretty bad. Like Little Woman Atlanta, that's on Lifetime. Lifetime aired The Color Purple.
It is. And
are you trying to give credibility to Lifetime television for women? Which back in the 90s, all they showed were shows to scare lonely old women who are widowed alone. Like, what was that? Rescue 911, Unsolved Mysteries.
And now they show a bunch of shows about little women in different cities.
Oh my God. Atlanta's my favorite. Los Angeles is so boring.
You mean like with each other. Little People, Little Women?
Yes.
It's the best fucking show ever.
No,
it's exploitation and it's wrong.
Read Louisa May Alcott books, Jason.
That's great.
But Atlanta's the only one worth watching.
Okay,
Jason. No, sorry.
Atlanta is the only one.
I'm sorry. There's too many video games
to
play.
She was just taking up for Taylor Swift, and then we're talking about all the bullshit that women do on these shows. So there you go, right there.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you now because I've seen it. Now, I understand that in the open they call it Little Women Atlanta, but just so everybody knows, we're talking about Atlanta, the city in Georgia. There's a T in there.
It's actually called Atlanta?
Atlanta.
No, the show.
No, well, they can't pronounce it. The problem.
Okay, you're making a joke.
Atlanta.
No, I'm not.
Atlanta.
No, Atlanta.
It starts out this week on Little Women Atlanta.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what it is. And it's not one of the Little Women Atlanta that says it. It's one of the Little Women LA who says it. Because when they launched the series, they had her, the little boss, go to Atlanta and introduce these characters. Because all little people are friends.
Which one was it?
Hey, they go to a meeting.
The African American one.
There's two.
No.
Mini?
From L.A. went to Atlanta.
Got it.
This show should be sponsored by Mylanta.
entirely
welcome
possible.
Welcome to my Atlanta.
Yeah, you know what? Basically, the plot line of the Atlanta show is there are a pair of tiny twins.
Oh my god.
Who twerk in bars.
They who just, twerk in bars?
Yeah, hold twerk? On. Hold on. Let me explain the premise of the show.
Themselves.
Don't read ahead.
They have big boobies.
I'm trying to... Exactly. So you have the tiny twins who've moved from Dallas to Atlanta because that's where they can make more money twerking in bars.
They understand. One of them left a child.
Left a child
to
in
chase
Dallas
her dream.
To chase her dream of twerking in bars. And their chief rivals are a duo who are not twins, who go by the names Left Cheek and Right Cheek.
Are they also little people?
They are. Of course they are. That's a silly question, Sam.
Anything else would be a hate crime.
How high are you?
I had one beer and
Jesus
nothing else.
Jesus criminy.
It's little.
They're rivals, though. Like,
no, but like,
I'm picturing like no, these big, tall, voluptuous women say, "Hey, little bitch, get off my block."
No, yeah, because no, no, that would air.
No,
why wouldn't it air? That's great television.
This
no, because
it,
obviously somebody.
I would rather see that. That's just me.
Well, I feel like Sam should not be in charge of popular media.
I don't think the show's for you.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going.
Thank God.
Left cheek and right cheek.
Left cheek and right cheek. Now, left cheek and right cheek dance at a club, but Miss Minnie then brings the tiny twins to the same club, and they end up working at the same club, and then they get scheduled on the same night, and then there's a fight, like a physical
shit.
Fight.
The producer set
but here's
that
the
shit
rub.
Up.
One of the cheeks, I forget which one, is pregnant.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And in a previous episode, the tiny twins didn't believe she was pregnant, so they brought a pregnancy test along on a picnic, and they said, "We don't believe you're pregnant. Go pee on this stick." And she said, "Okay, you can come follow me." So one of the tiny twins followed one of the cheeks to the porta potty while she peed on the stick, and then she came back and threw it down and went, "Boom, bam, I'm pregnant."
This was before or after she was physically harmed.
This was before the fight.
So they still beat a pregnant woman.
Well, they didn't beat her, so to
have
speak.
Have you ever seen little people fight?
Oh, my God, Jason.
I've seen one little man who gets picked on by people, and he's like a savage.
No, you need to see, like, Jackass 3D, I think.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. So, like, when it's a... So, I feel bad just laughing.
So that's the description of Little Women. I don't know how we got onto Little Women.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the best that, ever.
All right.
That was...
we should always talk about it every episode.
Wow.
So just so you know, that's on right after Little Women LA. So you can do a two-hour block of Little Women shows.
When you just can't get enough. Lifetime.
Like if I ever come in here and say, "Hey, guys, I just want... Just fucking put a bullet in my head."
No.
Like, immediately.
Because you just be like, "What have I...
No,
why
Jesus
did I
Christ, fucking kill me right then."
I'll just get you wasted, passed out, and then we'll tattoo, "I love Little
you
Women
son
LA
of a bitch. I will... Oh, son of a bitch. You son of a bitch."
That's exactly what we're going to do.
God damn it. You fuckers.
It's wrong.
Sam fucking said it, not me.
You got, I
you
know,
yeah. For next week.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, this has gotten out of hand. All right, let's move on and talk about full-size women.
Okay, yes.
Kim Kardashian West has doubled down on her freedom and posted a selfie of her naked.
Very clever.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I found out on TMZ that it was actually the one she tweeted is from a year ago, so it's not her bounce back photo, as everybody thought. I thought it was weird because it was with blonde hair, and I'm like, she had blonde hair a year ago,
mm-hmm.
as we all know, of course, right?
I'm distracted by you saying double down and then bounce back.
Well, she just had a baby.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying the context of what she's
down
showing
and
in this nude
butt.
Photo. Yeah.
Well, she's showing everything. She posted the photo of herself. It's got black bars covering the quote-unquote important areas. But I have seen this photo not just on the internet. I've seen it on TMZ. I saw it on the Wendy Williams show. Mm. I've seen naked Kim Kardashian everywhere. Now, I don't really care one way or another. Looks fine. Whatever. Some people did not care for it. For instance, Bette Midler.
Oh, Aunt Betty.
Yeah.
Aunt Betty.
She went to Twitter to say, "Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. If Kim wants us to see part of her we haven't seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera."
That was a good one.
Ben, you owned it. That was
Miss
awesome.
Divine.
Now, and of course, she's a jokester. She
that's
jokes around.
Comedy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's just,
yeah, she's joking around.
Well, especially with Batman. Like, here's the thing that's really terrible. Is Kim Kardashian probably has no idea what Bette Midler's history is, and the fact that she used to work, you know, shows back in the day where she would strip, and she, like, you know, I mean, like, she's
not fazed by the nudity.
Yeah, that's not right. A big deal to her. That's yeah. part of her life. That was part of her life.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those things like, okay, are you, at some point, are you going to do something different?
Yeah, all right.
I think that's what I wrote.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that was what it boiled down to.
Well, uh-huh. and she was joking. Piers Morgan, who isn't funny, tweeted, "I know the old man's $50 million in debt, Kim, but this is absurd. Want me to buy you some clothes?" Again, not funny.
What
not
a fucking funny. Asshole.
Who is this guy?
Piers Morgan?
Piers Morgan?
He's a fucking cyst that was transferred from Britain to the United States.
I thought
Why
did
they keep
funny?
Bringing him over here?
I don't know. He fucking should have been deported. Mm. He's the worst thing that's ever happened
anything?
To us.
Is he like music, fashion?
He's a fucking blight on society.
Understood.
He was an editor of a tabloid newspaper
yeah.
in the UK.
Oh, well, fuck
and then he was on The Apprentice.
He was on The Apprentice. He replaced Larry King on CNN.
Oh,
so he had a
it.
He had a show on there for a while,
which was quick. Yeah, well, quickly a while.
Quickly while.
Yeah.
So that was that, and of course, Chloe Grace Moretz had a real issue with it.
I dig her, dude. She's
Do you?
A kick-ass girl.
Yeah,
I felt naughty digging her when she was a little girl in that movie.
I'm trying to find the exact.
Still just as naughty when you say it out loud
yeah.
like that.
That's pretty sick, dude.
Yeah,
that's
doesn't
sick.
Get
yeah,
any less
need
naughty.
To calm yourself down.
You can have a daughter at some point, dude. You have a niece.
I know.
It's true. You're Uncle Sam now. Chloe Grace Moretz tweeted, Kim Kardashian, I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies. Again, not funny. But
not funny.
But point.
But seeing as how it's Women Improvement Day or whatever it is.
What the
know?
Fuck?
It's International Women's Day.
That's
Improvement
what I meant.
Day? Woman Improvement Day?
Yeah, what the fuck,
I don't
Sam?
Know why I said
was
that.
Was that the special with the plastic surgeon, Women Improvement Day? Come on by. Get a new rack.
Women.
Oh, my God.
You can grow three cup
What's
sizes.
What's it called, International Women?
Her tits grew three
day.
Sizes
International
that day.
Women's Day.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
where did women improvement, self-improvement? Why would I say that?
I have no
I don't know, bro. I don't know. How
you're
high
sexist.
Are you?
It might be my deep-seated sexism. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Fuck a misogynist.
Yeah,
white males.
Get that.
Just like a white
yeah,
male.
I dress like a lesbian, so you gotta give me some slack.
Once again, still like that's the guy. That's still a dude.
Well, Kim Kardashian isn't going to take that lying down. Either that or Kanye grabbed her phone because she went on Twitter.
I like that explanation.
And replied, "Hey, Piers Morgan, never offered to buy a married woman clothes. That's some Ashley Madison type shit. Hashtag for research."
Oh my God, that was
that
totally
was
Kanye.
Kanye.
That was Kanye.
That's Kanye.
She said, "Let's all welcome Chloe Grace Moretz to Twitter since no one knows who she is. Your Nylon cover is cute, boo." By the way, Chloe Grace Moretz naked on the cover of Nylon magazine from a little while back. Hmm. So
Sam's going to Google that.
No, I feel like I saw a picture of her clothed, but there's a little side boob action. I don't remember.
He already saw it.
He did.
He already touched.
He remembers the side.
He was already in touch weekly on that shit.
He was probably in touch nightly on that.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, but I guess Chloe is known for more than just being naked. So
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, big deal. Yeah. Good for her.
She said, "We don't offer just our bodies. We actually have talent. You, Kim Kardashian, don't have that."
You know, she's doing
work ethic.
She's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
She's doing pretty well for herself.
But what's the talent, though?
Working hard.
What work
at what?
Ethic?
Just putting pictures of herself on
so
the
I'm
internet.
Sorry,
okay.
But you're saying what she does is easy to do.
Kim Kardashian
no,
and Taylor Swift are what's wrong with America.
More so Kim Kardashian. Okay, you know what? I see your point with Taylor Swift. I don't understand what work ethic you're talking about, though. Because she makes phone calls?
Because
she goes to meetings and picks
out
shit?
She pays producers to produce.
I'm sorry, but I'm sure that what you're that pretty show sure that show is not a reality TV show. There's a lot that goes into making that show.
But she doesn't do that.
She just shows what up you, on set. Other people.
There's more going on.
Her mom's producing it.
I doubt that it's just her just being her, and it's she's constantly going. Whatever. I mean,
hell, for that money, dude, I would put the work
in. She's making a bunch of money.
I would do that. Yeah.
Well, she is, but I want to say that's like work ethic more than like she got an opportunity. What's the work ethic
of the CEO that's making $550 million a year at Pepsi?
He's working.
He's working.
Really, though?
She's working.
Management?
She's working too.
She's rolling out to photo shoots.
Now having a corporate gig, I know how much those cats work. No. My boss works all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
Kareem's turning to the light side.
I'm not turning to the light side. I'm just saying I know what the deal is now. She gets calls from 5 o'clock in the morning till midnight.
Yeah.
I guess the point I was getting at is the start of her popularity. I don't see the genesis of that because it really had nothing to do with anything more than her looks. Well, the start of her being this queen of this empire.
Right.
She was a nobody. She was the daughter of the O.J. Simpson lawyer.
She was Paris Hilton's friend. Paris Hilton died.
Yeah. Oh, is a friend. See, if anything, that should make her less of a talented person. Yeah, but less of an important person.
Yes, but so, see,
I'm talking talent. I'm referencing Chloe's quote saying we have more to offer than our bodies, and that's the point I'm making. Is whole empire is based on her body.
Yeah, so maybe Kim doesn't have more to offer
that's
than
what
her
I'm
body.
Saying. That's she, really she, what I'm saying.
That. So she, and she's putting it all out there.
Yeah, and I support that. So, I'm just saying that's what the quote was
so
about.
I saw another article that called all of this tweeting at Kim Kardashian slut-shaming that has to end.
No.
No!
Take that, bitches!
Look, here's the deal. You can call it
fucking PC
slut-shaming or whatever. Like, you can do what you want to, but you have no control over how people react to it.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
When you're posting nude photos, you're going to expect some backlash, and you should just sit proudly. Yeah. You don't have to get defensive.
Yeah, I mean, and for you to say...
You're letting them win when you get defensive.
Yeah, for you to say, oh, well, there's supposed to be no consequences for that. Like, no, you live in a... You go live on a fucking island by yourself if you don't want consequences.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll still be consequences.
We have 10,000 world views in our little country here.
Yeah, you can still...
You can expect something.
You'll be on the island and you're still going to have consequences because if you walk around naked too much, the fucking sun's going to burn your nipples and the ants are going to eat your coochie.
That might feel kind of nice.
Ants are going to eat your dick. Get up on inside that urethra.
In that urethra.
There's consequences and repercussions to everything.
That's a fact.
Well... Here's the consequence for her, ultimately. It's become the topic of conversation. It gets her name out there more and more at a time when Keeping Up with the Kardashians is not on TV. Mm-hmm. And every time her name gets mentioned in the media, every time
Keeps
someone looks for her, absolutely.
Right.
If you think that what she does is not completely planned out and on purpose, and these negative reactions are great for her.
Yeah.
Now the fact that she's turning Kanye in some of the replies, who knows why that happened, because that has not happened before. Usually she just tweets something like, the haters are going to hate.
Yeah, that was Kanye.
Hashtag blessed.
Had her phone.
Right. Kanye had her phone.
Oh, Kanye.
It's like, oh, hell no.
What is that? What hashtag for research? Is that a thing?
Because she's saying that,
because you apparently didn't know this.
No, because he's saying that he's researching her video or watching her naked for research for his show. Hashtag for research. That's the only reason you're paying attention to me in the first place.
Okay.
I think that's what that's what I was picking up. What they're putting down. Yeah. I don't know if that's what they're putting down, but I was picking it up.
I couldn't put anything else on it, so I'll take that. That's good.
All right, let's do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
I'm going to lose today.
Okay,
hang in there. I believe you, Jason.
Don't stress out.
You already lost earlier. It's okay.
Fine.
First up in Cool or Tool, Kanye West. Kanye West. Sam, let's start with you.
Whereas he embodies coolness in certain ways, he at the core is a tool. Understandably, he's got psychological issues, but he's a tool.
Dinah Hong.
Tool, duh.
Kareem.
2.
Jason.
He's like that wrench that you use to open up a fire hydrant.
Right. He's useful, but he's a tool.
You need him in an emergency sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, Kanye's a tool. Settle down, dude. Up next in Cooler Tool, Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Diana.
Tool. I hate Caitlyn Jenner.
She's not allowed to. You're not allowed to hate trans
people. Forbidden.
She's the I will respect her and like address her as the proper pronoun, but she is the worst for the trans community. In the category of some of the worst for the trans community.
Okay.
Kareem.
2.
Jason.
I'm going to have to say that Caitlyn Jenner is, in this sense, I'm going to have to say that she's like an ice cube and cool, simply because I think that it's horrible for us to think just because somebody is one way and they're part of one community that they have to vote. If they're not part of that community, they don't vote that way. That's right. Not what this country was founded on. Yeah. So she should be allowed to have her own political view. Yeah. So I'm going to say cool.
Sam?
I agree with everything Jason just said. But Bruce Jenner was an Olympic athlete winner, and that's still Caitlyn. But since it's all about the reality show now, and Caitlyn's becoming more like Kim, and it's just a cash cow thing, I'm going to say tool.
I'm going to go with Jason on this one on the cool side, because I think it's so adorable that somebody in their 60s is that naive that you think that Republicans, specifically the ones running for president like Ted Cruz, have no problem with gay people or trans people and just want everybody to be great. That is so naive. So that's why you get the cool, because you're just so nice.
So cute. Like,
and finally in Cooler Tool.
You won this time, dude!
Finally in Cooler Tool, Kim Kardashian's Twitter responses. Kareem.
Question. Her responses or the responses to her?
No, what she said in response to people who...
Okay.
Her Kanye West were cool.
Yeah.
Her Kanye West responses.
Jason.
It's like that... summer Delta breeze that comes in off the river. Cool.
Who brought the poet? You get a mustache and you're a poet all of a sudden.
Hey, I didn't even know it.
I like it.
Sam?
Well, I'm going to say it one more time. Kim Kardashian, her empire, and the fact that we did identify that this whole thing was publicity driven is the definition of a tool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Diana?
It's a device being used right now.
I still can't believe Sam is speaking. I'm gonna go with tool.
Oh no, you didn't.
Women Improvement Day. It sounds like a good thing.
Talking privileges should have been revoked then.
You know what? Her replies are cool because she threw more shade than an old oak tree.
Oh, all of you, you too.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's play.
So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, since Caitlin brought it up, let's talk about the Republicans running for president.
Oh, yes.
Shall we?
This is ugly.
Just before Super Tuesday, they all got together, and Donald Trump, the front runner, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, too, got together for a debate. Here are some of the memorable lines, and I watched this. I tuned into it. It was surreal. Absolutely surreal. Donald Trump on his hands and other body parts. Look, these are my hands. Are they small hands? If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee. Then on Marco Rubio, Trump said, this little guy has lied so much about my record. Ted Cruz then hit on Donald Trump, saying, for 40 years, Donald's been part of the corruption you're angry about. John Kasich, on why he stays out of the mud on debate nights, said, I've never tried to get into these kinds of scrums that we're seeing here on stage, and people say everywhere I go, you seem to be the adult on stage. Which is nice, except he's polling at 9%.
Right.
Dead last. Marco Rubio, on why he decided to insult Trump on the trail, He said, for the last year, Donald Trump has mocked everybody with personal attacks. He's done so to people sitting on the stage today. He's done so about the people who are disabled. He's done it about every candidate in the race. If there's anyone that has deserved to be attacked that way, it's Donald Trump for the way he's treated people in the campaign. Trump responded to Rubio's suggestion that he wouldn't answer a policy question. He said, don't worry about it, little Marco, I will. He's just referring
He's so condescending.
It reminded me so much of a junior high bully.
Yeah, right.
Where you have the one kid who hit the growth spurt before everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, little Marco, it'll be fine. You just don't worry about it.
Yeah. You squeak and you're dead meat.
Ted Cruz also went after Trump. He said, I think the American people understand that yelling and cursing at people doesn't make you a tough guy. I don't know that they do, Ted Cruz. I don't know that they do.
Unfortunately.
Cruz also said, Donald, please, I know it's hard not to interrupt. Breathe, breathe, breathe. You can do it. I know it's hard. I know it's hard.
So romantic.
Yeah.
Then Rubio said, when they're done with the yoga, can I answer a question? Which Cruz respond, I really hope we don't see yoga on this stage. And then Rubio said, well, Trump's very flexible, so you never know.
What the fuck?
Like, where the hell,
fuck,
bro?
Man.
It was the most juvenile display have ever seen. Grown men in their 40s.
Acting like sixth grade
and
punk.
And 60s. Yeah. 40s to 60s. Acting like junior high kids. It was insane.
And there's a segment of the population that's like,
they love it.
Hey, Trump, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Let's put him in. Let's put him in right now.
Yeah, well, he is the Republican leader.
Oh, my fucking God.
Well, let's say,
I blame television.
Let's say President Trump is coming, which is possible. Who knows? We found someone who moved to Canada when George Bush was reelected. Somebody who actually did it, not the whole Alec Baldwin moving to France thing, and he never went anywhere. So now, a decade later, he's decided to give you some tips on what to do if you want to move to Canada when Donald Trump becomes president.
Nate, I feel like you could give us better tips with your affinity towards the Canadian.
It's been a long time since I've been that close. So there's a lot of things like, what he says, it's a pricey pain in the ass, and their Netflix sucks. So just be aware of that. It's not the same Netflix, people.
Oh.
Here's the first tip. Have a Canadian family already. There are a number of different ways you can move into Drake's country. If you have a Canadian family, you can ask them to sponsor your visa. That's the best way because you don't have to do much. And Canadian family members know the authentic poutine joints, and they love to drink full-bodied ales while hollering, give me your toque. Toque, by the way, is Canadian for a knit hat. Like what Sam's wearing.
Yeah.
Sam's wearing a toque.
I'm a toque fiend.
Do a job that Canada likes. Now, you could be eligible for a work visa, but that's dependent on what skill set you have and how far along you are in your career. This person lived in 3 different provinces in Canada for 7 years, never met anyone who got in the way. And if you think it helps just because you're an expert in oil, just like the U.S., most jobs in Canada can only go to skilled foreign workers if they're more qualified than domestic candidates. So that can be a very challenging route. Be a refugee is another way, but you're not a refugee. You can also go back to school because the easiest way to move to Canada for many young people is to enroll in one of the universities. It requires getting accepted to the school, but it's too late to apply for fall 2016. If you move to Quebec, though, you have to get a separate Quebec visa because the unofficial motto of Quebec is fuck all English speakers. That is that is in fact true.
Do they say that in English?
No. They say it in French loudly, and then they might mutter it in English just so you can barely hear
so
it.
So you get it. Yeah.
I feel that like everybody's bad idea, like bad feelings towards like French people come from Quebec.
Quebec, yeah.
Listen, Quebec is a great place. You just have to not act like a dick when you go there.
Right. They don't tolerate dicks.
Yeah. They. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's like a lesbian community.
Just a completely lesbian community.
If you go into Canada and you go, I'm sorry, I don't speak French. Do you speak English? And you come at it from that route, then you get a lot further ahead than you walk in and you just go, hey, what's going on in here? And then because you get a lot of people who just pretend they don't speak English because fuck you. You just rolled up here. I mean, what would you do to somebody who rolled in speaking Spanish real quick as opposed to somebody who came into your business or whatever and said, in very broken English, I'm sorry, I don't speak English well. Does anybody here speak Spanish? You'd be much more receptive to that person.
Oh,
same idea.
Yeah, well, I think just being a good human being helps. Just like walking into places and smiling and saying hello.
There's those universal languages like the
smile and like hello. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Be nice. Also, you could trick a Canadian into falling in love with you.
Ooh,
that's one way to do it. And of course, the next thing you can do is be really rich. That helps with a lot of things.
That helps with pretty much just everything.
If you have $10 million Canadian, which is around 7.4 million US right now, you can apply for what they call an immigrant investor visa. But if but if you have that much money, you probably want to move someplace warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
Panama.
Unless you like cold crepes.
Yeah. They finished the article by saying, maybe just move to Vermont instead.
There you go, Nate.
It's like, no, I don't go there.
There you go. Just...
Burlington. Let's do it.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'm down.
Let me know how it is.
Hey, can't be too bad. Bernie Sanders used to be the mayor of that place.
Nathan, that's went up in his stomach when you said that.
Right, yeah.
Because he remembered how cold it is.
Go ahead. I encourage you. Go right ahead. Enjoy it.
Psych!
Enjoy buying winter tires for your car.
No, fuck that.
Having a super expensive heating bill in the winter.
Not going to happen.
Enjoy getting up that much earlier to shovel your car out.
Fuck it. I'm staying in California.
Oh, yeah. Here's the other thing you should enjoy. Enjoy if you live in the city of Burlington and you don't have off-street parking like a lot of people don't have. Enjoy snow bans, which means you cannot park your car on the street and you have to find a place in a parking garage to park your car. Because that happens a lot, too, in the winter.
Oh, they can suck my
old go ahead and enjoy that.
I just want to move there and join the Immaculate Choir of people complaining about the sidewalks.
Why are we letting Jason stop?
I heard that. It's good.
It's juicy what, Jason?
Hey, he's being poetic. He's expressing himself through word.
Big, fat, juicy hot dog that I have in my car.
From Burger King. Hella cold outside. The words coming
out of my mouth. Jason.
Oh, by the way, Jason.
Is that hot dog grilled?
What? It's grilled. It's a grilled one. I should have just said
is
dick.
It
I should just
placed
said dick.
Firmly in between two buns.
Inappropriate comment.
What's that?
Has it been placed firmly in between two buns?
It's the only place I keep it.
Inappropriate comment.
Your face is inappropriate.
Whole thing is inappropriate. What's going on? You're out of order. You're out of this whole damn thing's out of order. I don't know what's going on.
Your
here.
Face is out of order.
It's true.
There's a sign that says out of order. So your face is out of order. Why is your face
that's
out of
logic.
Order?
That's pure logic.
I cannot argue with your logic for a lot of reasons. Okay. So this next thing I brought this up to Kareem because I was seeing a lot of this in the news and I was curious about it because as a white guy, this didn't make a ton of sense to me. So I said, all right, let's talk about it. Let's kind of see what's going on. There is a new biopic of Nina Simone that's coming out. And the star is Zoe Saldana.
She's so hot.
There you go. It's not being well received by quite a few people, including... You all right there, Jason?
Yeah,
you going to make it?
You know he's choking on his big, fat, juicy hot dog.
Inappropriate comment.
Trying to eat it quick.
Including Nina Simone's family. They're very upset about it.
What is the controversy here?
Well, Kareem, do you want to sort of explain it? I'll talk about kind of what I've heard said, and then you can sort of go into it a little bit.
Okay.
So Zoe Saldana is... she is mixed race, so she's not 100% African American, and she has a much lighter skin tone than Nina Simone was.
Okay.
And in order to do the film and get the resemblance to the point where they want to, they darkened her skin and they gave her a prosthetic nose in order to match the features of Nina Simone. Pretty accurate, Kareem?
That's
part of it.
That's just the surface.
Sure. Well, of course, that's what I've heard because I've just heard bits and pieces of here and there, and that Nina Simone's family is very upset about it, and I just kind of want to get into...
Would they prefer she just looked like Zoe Saldana?
I think that they would have
preferred... That's Bass Ackwards?
Well, help me out.
I mean...
You'd rather have a not as good actress who looks more dark skinned and bigger nose?
There are better actresses than Zoe Saldana who actually can sing that should have played.
I'd like to see an interview with them. I'd like to see their audition tapes.
Well, there's...
And I think part of the issue
Crazy
with,
Eyes from...
she's fucking amazing in every
She's dark skinned and she's a classically trained vocalist.
Right.
Gosh, she's so talented.
The lady that plays on How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she sings?
She sings, too.
She's really talented.
Yeah. So...
And you have to know the history of Nina Simone also.
Yeah, right. Zoe Saldana is nobody compared to Nina Simone.
Uh-huh. Right.
Aren't
most people that play, like, what channel is this biopic on?
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie that only white people are going to go see.
Yeah, I was going to say, because most of the time, when they cast something for something like this, don't they kind of do it with, like, nobody actors who aren't really would do the person justice, what I'm saying?
Well, people have been, from the time that she got cast, people were, like, up in arms. So
this isn't a new thing. This isn't a new conversation.
It's not a new conversation.
No, it's just the trailer's come out. The movie's coming out.
Yeah.
So it's just we're starting to hear about it.
Yeah. And so part of it is
she's not black enough is the thing.
Well, she doesn't consider herself black is one.
She doesn't.
No, she does not.
And it's also based off the unauthorized biography of Nina Simone.
Yeah, that's another part of it. And then the other thing is, so she doesn't consider herself black, one. And the other thing is Nina Simone spoke out about colorism in the entertainment industry like her whole life.
What is colorism in the entertainment? What does that mean?
That means you cast light-skinned black people to play certain parts and then you cast dark-skinned black people to play other parts. So it's like I told Nate on the message, it's like having white people play Egyptian gods.
Yeah,
like where the fuck did
that fucking shit happened? That was weird, but it's not surprising. Yeah.
Now, to be fair,
wasn't in 300. That was at least half black guy playing the Circes.
Now I'm gonna be honest. When you said that to me, it didn't. I get where you're coming from, but it didn't sort of make sense to me. And I know I'm coming at this from a very different perspective.
Right.
So so I'm not saying that your point isn't valid. I'm just saying to me it seemed like. Is it really? I don't know. Yeah. So,
I mean, and for her to have had such a stance that she had on colorism in the industry, for you to then go cast somebody who's lighter skin,
that would make a much bigger rub for sure.
That's like spitting in her face,
right?
In her grave.
When this should be honoring her.
Okay.
And you did a movie about her, but you did a movie about the part of her like.
The less than glamorous part. If you see
the trailer, and I watched the trailer, and I thought Zoe Saldana was very good in the trailer, but it depicted, at least from the trailer, it depicted a very troubled person who had real issues with a variety of things, including several substances, being institutionalized.
Yeah.
It showed a person who had a lot of weaknesses and foibles who overcame those to become something.
But that's not really the case. She was already something before she went off the rails.
But the James Brown biopic does that too. Like he gets successful and it shows like, you know, him getting into his crazy shit.
Yeah, but it's not the
okay,
same.
So
it's
can I same. Can okay. I ask this okay, this is my question. If it's because it's the unauthorized biography and it isn't really that great from what I'm understanding on like how it depicts her, do you think a lot of people that could have played a better Nina Simone like kind of turned it down because they're like this is not
it's not
right.
respecting the memory of Simone.
Which, it wasn't that.
It
was they went with her pretty much immediately from what I've read
because I mean based on the sound of it, it doesn't even seem like it really would have done her justice, but the people had the money to do it, so they're like, fuck it, like, we're gonna do this, and we're gonna cast someone.
That was the thing, they had the money to do
it.
Yeah,
that's
they
what
needed,
it just sounded like.
They needed someone that they could get financing for, which is the same thing as the...
Sure.
Yeah. In the film industry, it's a lot of who you know and that kind of shit, too.
And so it's who you can get financing for, which is the same as having white people play.
Right,
of course.
And do you think that this version of the movie is going to be profitable?
No.
But that's going into it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if I'm understanding what you're saying, the real issue is not necessarily about Zoe Saldana. It's about Nina Simone and sort of what she stood for going through her life and the things she spoke out about in this being contrary to those.
Is that and Zoe Saldana? And the fact that Zoe Saldana doesn't consider herself black.
Okay.
That's a portion of it.
I considered her green in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did you?
And
guys...
blue in Avatar.
It's true.
Look, it would not be an issue if she hadn't have said those words. So since she said it, then you're like, oh.
If she said that, then yeah, it's kind of offensive.
Like, oh, you said it, then fuck you.
Because again, that's not something that I have heard. And that's why I wanted to have this discussion, because I'm sure a lot of people are like, what the fuck's the big deal?
Yeah.
Because when you first hear it on the surface, it's like, why are black people fighting with other black people? And it's, oh, but you're not light skinned enough, because you do hear a lot of that about, oh, you're light skinned. It's not, you don't understand or whatever. And that makes no sense to white people.
Okay. If she said,
but it's so to explain. So there's colorism in all races.
Right.
And the closer you are to white in all races is the preferred thing.
Right? Unless you're white.
Unless you're white. And then you want to be brown.
It's true. When we were in Brazil, that was the thing. Because Nikki was getting tan and she liked it. And one of the house people who cleaned the house, who's a darker Brazilian, said, oh, let me cover you up. You don't want to get darker.
Yeah.
Because in Brazil, it's the same thing. The lighter skin are the wealthy. And the
because that's where they came from. Mm-hmm. Brazil tried to fuck their way out of racism. Mm.
How's that working out for them?
It's not. I mean, it is some, but it's not really working out. But there are two movies, two documentaries. There's one called Light Girls, and there was one called Dark Girls that break down colorism like throughout. It talks about it mostly in the United States, but once you get past the United States, it talks about it like it's like everywhere,
right?
Mm-hmm. India, like in India with the outcast people, they're all the darker skinned people.
Yeah.
Even the Asian people they prefer a lighter skin. Matter of fact, there are even websites for Indian people who are trying to marry, you know, the dowry system, or they marry other Indian people, where they ask specifically for lighter skinned Indian
for
people.
For sure, yeah.
But I understand that part, but let me ask you this. Do you think it's a problem that as an African American, you look down on somebody because they were born and their skin is not as dark as yours? Is that a problem? Do you think that that is a problem in the African American community and in society in general?
It is better, but yes, it's an issue.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious, because that was the first thing that pops into everybody's mind. And until you go past that surface layer, that's what a lot of people are going to look at. They're going to go, oh, it's just black people having a problem with other black people, and they're going to move on with their day.
Well, you look, well, and that's one of the issues with talking about race, is that people never really want to dive into the real meat of the conversation, which is for 400 years you've taught black people to hate themselves. So you've made fun of the hair, you made fun of the big nose, you made fun of the big lips, until Angelina Jolie got them, and then everybody was like, ooh, those are sexy. She still doesn't have a fat ass, and that didn't
she's become, got weird elbows.
Kim Kardashian has that,
but
though.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Lopez, and then it's like, oh, that's gorgeous, you know, that's amazing. But it's like, wait a minute, you've been making fun of us for having it for this long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you have people who go out of their way to lighten their skin and all this crazy shit, is because
it's been ingrained for centuries. Shame, if you will.
And like in New Orleans, they used to have the brown bag test, which means if you were darker than a brown paper bag, then you were less than.
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah. And which is crazy because New Orleans wasn't initially a racist state.
Right.
It didn't become racist or it didn't become racially divided until it became a part of the United States. Like interracial marriage in Louisiana was legal until
Louisiana Purchase.
Right, right, yeah.
So, you know, so people were intermarrying until it, you know, it was became illegal. And they still kept doing it.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans did not give a fuck.
Yeah, New Orleans did not
give a fuck. They were the Kanye of the states.
They, I mean, kind of were. They didn't give a fuck. Yeah. And they're assholes.
Yeah. Did anybody see that movie, Mississippi Masala? Yeah. Denzel Washington and the Indian woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that touches on that. I thought it was a great film. It was a great film.
But that's same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My wife and I were having a conversation kind of about this because on The Bachelor this week, they were talking about there's Jubilee, who's a black woman, and then there was another, like, there's two other women that are like half black, half white. And she said something about her being the only black woman, like being the only black woman on the thing, and one of the women was like, I'm offended by that. So then my wife and I had a conversation about the people that are half, that there's like, that they're excluded.
An identity crisis.
Because they're excluded.
Both communities will kind of shun them.
It's
yeah.
tough.
It's not necessarily you'll get shunned. It'll be, I guess it depends on your attitude.
Right, yeah.
You know, if you...
If you respect your roots,
you'll be fine. And but if you,
you know, isn't it amazing how much of life comes down to your attitude and how you how well, you act?
It's incredible.
That's the thing is, my wife was like, the girl that said the thing about she was offended. My wife was like, I don't like that girl right now because she has the attitude. Nobody said anything against her. Mm-hmm. Like the woman was just saying, I'm the only like black. Okay, she is. I mean, like, that's the truth. It wasn't the truth, and she wasn't trying to be offensive by saying it. So the fact that somebody else took offense to it, she's like, that chick's a bitch.
Yeah. Well,
but like I said, that's the conversation that's not had is you don't really, like, there's a lot to the conversation, so.
Yeah, and we've really just scratched the surface, but it was just one of those things that's sort of been bubbling around in the zeitgeist lately that I kind of wanted to get into a little bit and sort of delve into it and go, what's really behind this?
Yeah.
Because I've only seen those very, very surface conversations that, oh, the family's upset because she's light-skinned and needed it. So,
yeah. Look at all of the black actresses in Hollywood before the 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They're all light-skinned women, like that played like leading characters. Like Hattie McDaniels played the maid,
right?
But Lena Horne, Dorothy Dandridge, Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll is kind of medium, but she's closer to light-skinned than she is dark-skinned,
right?
So they were all light-skinned women. So it's that.
That's what Simone was addressing specifically in her lifetime.
In her lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, Like now you look at, like, fuck, Halle Berry, you know, like.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you will.
I don't care who you are. Yeah. Halle Berry is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of the continuous.
I hate to hear her talk, though.
The continuous of.
Shut your mouth.
That's mostly most women.
Inappropriate comment. Fucking woman improvement month, you guys.
Like, you can talk for 5 minutes. Okay, start talking.
All right. Well.
Inappropriate comment.
Well, I'm glad we had that discussion, and now let's get back to the nonsense.
And now the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Dateline Redding, California.
Yes.
Oh, that's not too far up the road.
Not traditionally a small town, but it is for our purposes. Mm-hmm. California small town.
Yeah.
Police say they're searching for a woman who led officers on a high-speed chase while driving a van painted like Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine.
That's so awesome.
Yes.
I want that.
Redding police say Sharon K. Turman, who's 51, was wanted on a probation violation when she was spotted operating a 1994 Chrysler minivan painted teal and green with a design inspired by the Mystery Machine from various Scooby-Doo cartoons.
I want one of those.
Now,
nicely done!
When officers attempted a traffic stop, she sped through South Market Street Allegedly drove speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. Okay, I'm impressed with a 22-year-old Chrysler minivan that can go 100 miles an hour.
Dude, growing up when I was in high school, my mom had a Plymouth Voyager. That thing had guts, dude. That thing can get up and go.
Has a V6.
And it had room for all my buds and a nice bumping speaker system, too.
Dear Lord, Sam.
That shit was off the chain, dude.
Drop it low.
Now, at one point, it struck four vehicles while speeding through a red light.
Holy shit, and it kept going.
Yeah, the suspect was seen abandoning her vehicle by officers in a police helicopter, but her current whereabouts was still unknown.
Well, good for her, because they almost never get away. I'm impressed.
Is it really good for her?
Good for her.
I wonder if it was Velma or... who was the other one?
Daphne.
Yeah. Daphne.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
It would have to be Daphne. She was the one always getting in trouble.
No. Yeah. Velma was the smart
Velma
one.
Velma was a smart lesbian.
But she's the reason why I chose contacts over glasses.
Sure.
Because when you wear glasses, they fall off and you're helpless. All of a sudden, a monster, a murderer, they can get you.
Kareem, Diana, is that true? If your glasses fall off, are you completely helpless?
Hey.
Not helpless, but like...
Yeah. You
There's
don't have
a
to
lot
ask them.
I can't do.
I have real life experience when I was actually at a haunted house.
She is.
And my glasses came off, and people almost stepped on them and ran me over.
I was
just like Thelma, patting the ground. Where are my glasses?
She is, but I'm a kung fu master, so I can sense the other people's.
I can.
You're
sense
gonna be all right.
Y'all
you don't need
fucking
to see
ridiculous
You're
right
like
now.
You're like Daredevil, dude. You don't even have to see, dude.
You need to use the force. Just use the force, Luke. Can use the force. So anyway, that's going to do it for small town news. Hide all the future in-laws in Reading.
That's not too far, dude. She could be hanging out around here for all we know.
She could be just about anywhere.
Could be Nate's cousin-in-law.
Could be
future cousin-in-law.
Probably more likely, relative of mine.
One never knows. So that's going to do it for small town news. And for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hey, by the way, thank you everybody who's been shopping on Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab. It's a great way to help support the show. It does not cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. Hey, everybody, it was fun having the whole gang back together.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Five microphones, one show. So anyway, that's the Hump Day episode. We'll be back on Friday with another very special episode. Until then... I'm going to need you to just get in a little bit of groove with the Theory of a Dead Man. This song's called Blow on the Nate Darling Show. Sad to see a 12-year-old acting like a little hoe. Taking naked pictures while she's living in her parents' home. Post them up on Twitter and make you reconsider. Every time you go online to find a babysitter. Sometimes it makes me want to blow my fucking head up. Sometimes. Sinking boat, but hey, don't complain. You're the one who cast the vote. Kanye West says Rock is dead. Guess he's off his meds again. Lost his mind about the time he got with that Kardashian. What happened to De Niro? Reality stars are heroes. Here's the proof that our IQs have finally dropped to zero. Sometimes it makes me wanna blow my fucking head up. Sometimes it makes me wanna go. Fucking
must delete it. Sometimes it makes me wanna blow my fucking head off. Sometimes it makes me wanna go a little mental. Celebrate the idiot, pretend that we're so into it. Dump down our intelligence just to make us relevant. Sometimes it makes me think the world has gone officially insane.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.